and we'll let you get out the door. The tape is rolling, and for the record, your name and your title?
Patricia McClintock Gifford, and I'm a senior attorney at Spiros Law.
Okay, tell us, why did you bring this lawsuit?
This particular suit arose out of the death of Ms. Kingdon, which happened back in June of 2017. She was a memory care resident at the Champaign County Nursing Home. The standard operating procedure, the regulations, the standard of care, the policies and procedures all require that the doors for memory care type units and Alzheimer's units be alarmed or coded or some way secure so that these residents who have cognitive deficits can't elope and then injury occur to them. Obviously, in this particular case, that didn't happen. The investigation thus far has revealed that the doors were, in fact, propped open that particular day, so they were the alarm was disengaged, and Ms. Kingdon was out in the courtyard. Clearly, if anyone knew she was there, they had forgotten all about it and didn't realize she was missing until they went to look for her for dinner around 5:30 or so. At that point, they found her deceased in the courtyard. The coroner has determined that, you know, heat stroke and the heat that day played a significant role in that. So their failure to follow their own policies and procedures, as well as the federal and the state guidelines, clearly caused her significant injury and her family the loss of their mother.
What are you representing the family, and what type of judgment are you looking for?
We represent the estate of Ms. Kingdon. There's a Nursing Home Care Act count. There is also a negligence count and a wrongful death count. You know, the value of the case will be determined as the case goes along. These are all different, and they're much based on the facts and circumstances of the case. So as far as value, that's still to be determined.
Okay, and just for my own background, the state's attorney is going to represent the nursing home? Do you know?
No, generally they have a private attorney who's a defense attorney who represents the nursing home. I currently have two other pending cases against the county home, and there is a private defense attorney from a private firm who represents their interests. Clearly, the elopement issue is a big problem in these nursing homes. I've been doing nursing home litigation for almost 12 years now. This is certainly not the first case that I've seen of an elopement or wandering issue in memory care patients. And, you know, we just saw in the news that this happened over the weekend at the Helia Healthcare facility here in Champaign, where the resident eloped and froze to death. So clearly these protocols need to be followed. Otherwise, these residents run the risk of suffering significant harm and death.
Okay. And just for my background, what's the name of the defense attorney? Do you know?
Who will come in on the Kingdon case?
Yes.
I don't know for sure.
Okay, very good. I'm just need to get their comment too. But very good. That's the material I'm looking for. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No.
Thank you for taking time in your busy, hurried schedule to talk to me.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.